Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
We didn't know that we was going to be able to dominate, but we came in there, and our game plan was to play tough and play physical. And go out there and get a win, you know, by any means necessary. And if we weren't able to run the ball, we always got number 12 that's going to, you know, put the team on his back and continue to do great things like he's always done in his whole career.
Can you believe you won a playoff game without a touchdown pass from Tom Brady?
If you would have told me before the game, I would not have believed it at all.
Your 73-yard run, you snuck a couple peeks up at the big screen. What did you see? How did you get so free in the daylight?
I didn't look at the big screen until I got free, you know, and I looked at it to see if anybody was close to catching me. And, you know, they weren't, so, you know, and the rest is history.
How about the playoffs? How are they suiting you? Your first taste of it. It sounds like you did pretty well.
I mean, I'm loving it, you know. And come out here and get this win, you know, against a great Colts team, you know. It just shows you how good our team can be. You know, we got to go back and look at film. We've probably made some mistakes, you know, some things that we got to correct. But for the most part, our offensive line had an amazing performance. And in my eyes, they're all Pro Bowlers.
Congratulations. Thank you, LeGarrette.
Thank you.
What does it mean to you to set a Patriots record with 169 yards in the fourth quarter?
It means a lot. You know, I'm excited that they gave me the chance to carry the ball enough times to do that. But like I said, hats off to that offensive line because on a couple of those runs, I didn't get touched.
How confident are you running right now? Are you just, especially in the second half when you're wearing them down?
I'm really confident. You know, like I said, those guys in front of me, they don't get tired. I ain't going to get tired. You know, and we're going to be able, if we're going to be able to continue to run the football like that throughout the playoffs, then I'll be happy with it.
Quarterback has more postseason wins than anybody in the history of football, but he didn't need to do much tonight. What does that say about you guys?
It says a lot about that offensive line. You know, they couldn't have put up a better performance. You know, they've been doing this throughout the whole season, and I think Logan is the only one that got the recognition, but it's all those guys up there that continue to do awesome and make those holes for me and Shane and Red and Brandon.
So Tom's a game manager now, I guess.
Yeah, Tom the man. Yeah, Tom got more wins in the postseason than any quarterback in history, so he can't be no game manager.
Can you talk about what it means to you go to the AFC title game, this team?
I mean, I think this is the third year in a row they've been there, you know, and we've been getting right there and knocking on the door, and we haven't knocked it down yet. So we're going to go out there and put up, you know, put on the game film and find out who we're going to play tomorrow and, you know, get to work on them.
What have you guys scored more touchdowns in the game like for you guys running the ball? What have you figured out?
We just figured out that if we stick with our, what the game plan is, then, you know, by the end of the game, we'll be done executed it to the, you know, almost to the full potential.
You guys feel like you're more physical than other teams?
That's what we go into the game thinking. You know, we feel like we're the most physical team no matter who we play. You know, and that's how we practice, that's how we play, and that's our mindset.
LeGarrette, how does it feel to be a major part of all these wins? That you've been kind of the closer, the go-to guy at the end of the game. Whether it be you and your offensive line, you guys have gotten the job done.
It feels amazing to know that they got enough confidence in me to go out there and close a game, or to go out there and you know, do a 4-minute offense, or, you know, go out there and, you know, do whatever they need me to do. And it feels real good to know that they got that much confidence in me.
Did you know coming in you were going to run it this much? Was that the game plan, come in and pound it?
The game plan was to go out there and be physical, more physical than the other team. And Indianapolis is a great team. You know, you seen the thing they did. You seen what they did last week, you know, coming from 28 points down, rallied and won, you know. So we had to go out there and play physical and just, you know, keep our foot on the pedal the whole game.
You're more surprised training sometimes when they see you, when you break into the open field and you just go? Those people are still caught off guard by your speed?
I'm not sure, but it doesn't matter to me. You know, once I get in the open field, you know, they're going to have to chase me. And if they catch me, they do. And if they don't, they don't. They usually don't.
LeGarrette, when you were traded initially, what was the initial reaction for seventh rounder?
My initial reaction was, you know, I get a chance to go to a program, a winning program, you know, and hopefully I can do something that can contribute to the win and contribute to, you know, the team. And they gave me a chance to do that.
Have you scored four touchdowns in a game before?
probably in high school.
Talk about the touchdown. Your touchdown run that broke the game open. What happened on that play?
They blocked. You know, they blocked perfectly, and I think I might have got clipped by one guy that stuck his arm out, and you know, the rest is history. They blocked it. It couldn't have been blocked any more better.
Did you have a sense that it was a turning point of the game? That, you know, they just closed at 29-22, so you guys needed a big play.
Yeah, we just had to keep our foot on the, you know, foot on the gas pedal, and make sure that they didn't do to us what they did to, you know, the Chiefs last week.
Yeah, it's obviously a team effort, but do you like having the offense kind of put on your back a little bit in the last few weeks?
I don't mind it, you know, but you know, at the same time, I know that if the run game that we have been having going on isn't working, then you know, you always got number 12 back there to pull the game off, because he's done amazing things. And, you know, he's got the most postseason wins in NFL history or something like that. So he's going to continue to do that, you know. And whenever we need him to step up and do what he has to do, I got confidence that he's going to do it.
You think you fooled him a little bit with that long run? You think they thought you were maybe tired or something after so many carries?
Nah. Like I said, as long as that offensive line isn't tired, I'm not going to get tired. You know, if they're going to go out there and bang, I'm going to bang with them.
And you figured you had it once you got in the open. Nobody was
gonna
catch you.
I didn't think nobody was going to catch me.
When you think about where you were at the beginning of the season and now knowing you're the star of the playoffs, how do you feel about that?
I feel really good about it. You know, it's an awesome feeling to know that, you know, we can come out here and execute our game plan of being, you know, playing tough physical football against a tough physical football team, you know, and it just brings a lot of confidence in our team that we can go out there and do what we did.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.